Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
I'm Kylie Walczak, your host today on Pedaling the Pueblo. I'm also the coordinator for Cyclovia Tucson, which is a program of the Living Streets Alliance. It's a biannual event where we close down a network of streets to cars in order to open them up to people for walking, biking, skateboarding, playing, and just good old-fashioned reconnecting in public space. I'm really excited about today's episode because I am joined by Gil Peñalosa, the founder of the Cyclovia movement in Bogota, Colombia. Gil's joining me today by phone from Utah. Welcome, Gil.
Thank you.
People always ask me, is it Cyclovia, Cyclovia, Cyclovia? How do you say it?
Well, you know, actually, I think that it's better to have a different name that would have no relation to cycling, because obviously everybody who rides bikes will come, and about 60% of the participants usually are riding bicycles, but it's also about people walking and skating and running and just sitting down and watching people. Most of the cities in the U.S. are calling it open street. If not open street, some people call it like recreational street. But I would say the most common name in the U.S. is open streets.
Paint the picture for me a little bit. You're in Bogota, Colombia. You're the director of the Parks and Recreation, basically the Parks and Recreation Program in Colombia. And you're thinking, you have this big challenge in front of you. How do I create public space where there is no space, no available free space? So how did you have that moment of genius to say, aha, the streets?
Well, you know, actually, two things. First, my big inspiration was Central Park. When I became commissioner, I was reading the biography of Fred Olmsted, who did most of the large parks in North America, including Central Park. And he said that 160 years ago, he said everybody in New York hated everybody, the locals and the immigrants, the blacks and the white, the rich and the poor. And he said they don't know each other. They don't live in the same buildings. Their children don't go to the same schools. We need to create places where people can meet as equals. And that was my inspiration. I found in Bogota there was a program already in existence with a few miles and a few thousand people. And in 3 years, we turned it into the world's largest pop-up park. So we basically open streets to people, from set to cars, every Sunday and holiday. So it's 52 Sundays plus holidays, around 65 days. We get about 1.7 million people every Sunday of the year. So basically one out of four people come out to walk or bike or skate. But some don't want to do that. So along the route, we also do aerobics and Tai Chi or cha-cha-cha, anything, but everything's around physical activity. Why is it important to do 75 miles? Because we need to interconnect the whole city, the wealthiest neighborhoods, the poorest neighborhoods, east, west, north, south. So that's why it was important. Also, because when you make it maybe 1 or 2 miles, then people, they get bored on a bicycle going up and down in 2 miles. So, but if they get at least 5 to 10 miles, then you start getting people running and cycling and doing other kinds of things. And you also get to connect more parts of the city. And from the point of view of public space, something that is interesting is for everybody in Tucson to understand that if you look at the city from the air, more than one third of the city are streets. And those streets are public spaces that they belong to everybody. And they can have different uses according to the time of the day of the week, the week of the year. And that's what Open Streets or Cyclovia does, is to transform the streets to being just for cars 24/7, to have different uses. And it is fantastic, not only for recreation, but it's good for public health. It's good for physical health, for mental health. It's good for the environment, better quality of air, less noise. It's good for economic development. It's good for business. It's good for everyone, as well as for mobility. All of a sudden, people realize how short are most of the distances. So that is part of the magic. And the other thing is that if you do it weekly, then you get a lot of the health benefits that you don't get if you treat it as an event. So this is not the 4th of July that you do it once a year, but hopefully you'll be able to do it weekly. And it has so many benefits that is why in most successful programs are funded over 90% by the public sector, by the city, such as the case of Bogota, but also Mexico, Paris in France do it, Seville in Spain, or New York. They're almost fully paid by the city. So I think that it is very important that in Tucson also, the city and the state will get into it, because this is a win-win. This builds communities, improves mental health, physical health, develops sense of belonging, and it's totally inclusive. Everybody, all ages, all abilities.
What have you seen in other cities? What has been the, or let's see, how do I ask this question? How long has it taken for cities to make that leap from committing to doing open streets as often as possible on as many miles as they can to, you know what, we're going to start transforming our streets permanently to be more welcoming for people?
Well, I think that it depends on a city by city. It's more an issue of leadership. I was one day in Brownsville, Texas, and I spoke with the mayor, and who had never heard of the word ciclovía or open streets. He loved the idea. Within 45 days, he was in Bogota enjoying a Sunday over the ciclovía. And 4 months later, he started a program in Brownsville. So it was very short, maybe 3 to 4 months. Other cities like New York, so Brownsville is a small city, New York is a large city. The Commissioner of Transportation, Jared Sari Khan, that is wonderful, and the Commissioner of Planning, Amanda Burden, also went to Bogota on a Friday night, Saturday, talk, 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 Sunday, up and down on bicycles, and they came back to New York, and within 3 months, they had done the open streets in New York. So it really depends, but part of it is political leadership, that the politicians understand that this is everybody. This is not a program for one ethnicity or one specific age or one gender. No, this is for everybody. And that's why the cities really need to financially support these programs, because these provide benefits to everybody.
Gil Peñalosa will be traveling to Tucson on April 5th to give a free public lecture about his experience as the creator of Ciclovias, the Open Streets Movement, and also about his work traveling around the world to advise cities and governments on how to build inclusive cities for all ages. We invite you to join us for that free public talk at the Rialto Theater on Thursday, April 5th at 7 p.m. For more information, visit kxci.org and find Peddling the Pueblo. I want to say thank you
very much.
Thank you, Gil.
See you in a few weeks.
And thank you for joining us on Peddling the Pueblo.
Support for KXCI and Peddling the Pueblo is provided by Ordinary Bike Shop, located at 311 East 7th Street. Ordinary Bike Shop is proud to be locally owned and operated, offering a full range of biking gear and goods. More information at 622-6488 or online at ordinarybikeshop.com.